And we welcome you back on Regional Radio. We're joined on the line by the St. Vincent Indians cross-country coach, Emily Steele. The Indians, last weekend, a very strong showing in the state meet. The boys finished fourth overall, and one of the girls finished in the top 25 as well. So a really nice showing from St. Vincent this year in Jefferson City. And Coach Steele, this is your first year taking over the cross-country program at St. Vincent. How did you feel about the season as a whole for both the boys and the girls this year?
I was very excited and very confident in these kiddos throughout this season. We didn't have but four new kids this year, four incoming freshmen, so I had a very veteran team to work with, and fortunately my the previous coach before me had set up a great program, so these kids knew exactly what to do, and with my practicing over the season, we just got stronger and stronger, and they just throughout the season continually showed how awesome they were and how competitive they were and how strong they were.
That's great. And the boys, let's start with them. They qualified as a team for the state meet this year and did very well. Fourth place, only 2 points behind third place. They did a pretty nice there, a couple of them finishing in the top 25. What'd you say from your boys' team at the state meet that really impressed you?
Individually, they just ran their hearts out, and it showed on their faces. They also worked very well as a team to keep a pack as close as they could. My two lead runners, Jack and Joseph, they were never very far from each other, and they were able to push each other very well. And same thing with all the rest of my runners. They were very encouraging to each other. I know one of my runners told me after the race, he kept yelling at his teammate behind him saying, "Come on, you got to get up here. You got to get up here." And so they continually threw the meet just kept encouraging each other to make sure that they were there or running the best that they could and getting where they were, the places that they needed so that they could score where they wanted to.
Now, has it been common this year for both Joseph and Jack Bear to be finishing maybe one or two spots behind or in front of each other this year?
Yes, it has. They're very competitive brothers.
But certainly right next to each other all the time and still very good teammates for each other, I'm sure. You know, how has it been seeing them run this year?
It's been an incredible journey because, like I said, they're both very competitive, and Joe was always my lead runner throughout the entire season. So it was always nice to see Jack get close to him, but with Joseph being as competitive as he is, he said, "Not this year, you know, you have other years to come." But it was exciting to see them because, like I said, they were very good at pushing each other, and they knew exactly where they were in their race. So they knew when they could give more and also encourage each other to keep going.
We're talking with Emily Steele, the head coach of the St. Vincent Indians cross-country program. And, Coach, on the girls' side, you had one individual runner, Genevieve Leip, who qualified herself, and she finished 24th overall, so a good showing from her as well in the state meet. What's been her strength all season long in your eyes?
She has an excellent commitment to this sport. This is her second year. She's a sophomore, and her success last year was she had more girls to pace with. So this year, with us not having a girls team, it was kind of hard for her. So she really had to find her inner strength to make sure that she knew exactly where she was at each mile marker. She knew exactly how to pace herself so that she wouldn't get too tired or start out too strong. So she really had to rely on herself a lot to make sure that she got to the finishes that she wanted.
Now, for you personally, taking over as head coach this year, you mentioned that you had been an assistant for a while, but this year for you, what was it like taking over the program yourself? And you mentioned your predecessor, I guess, beforehand and left you in a good situation. But for you this year, how did you feel taking over the head coaching position and seeing how your team finished this year, looking back at it all?
I'm not going to lie. I was very nervous at the beginning of the season because my predecessor had set up a very great program. He actually started the program from the very beginning for St. Vincent's, and this is our sixth year to be at state, a sixth year in a row to be at state. So it was very nerve-wracking trying to fill his shoes. I know a lot of my kids were like, oh, okay, we know she knows what she's talking about, but it's still just not the same. So I'm very thankful that they also took a chance in me as well, too. But fortunately, I was always able to pick his brain over the last 5 years. So I had a lot of his knowledge, a lot of my own personal knowledge. I'm a former cross-country runner myself from high school days. So I knew what I was talking about, but it was still very nerve-wracking to make sure that they were always succeeding in the way that they need to. So once we got to conference and I saw the team get third, which is very awesome for us because we were up against a lot of larger schools. We're class two. We were up against a lot of class three schools. I had a feeling that it was just going to be even more successful from there on out. And then at districts, when we had six individual qualifiers for the top 15, it came to light to me that, you know, not only did they have him in him, they also had me, and it was just nice to see all that come together and know that we did something, or I did something right, and also, you know, I had help as well too along the way, but it was awesome to see that finish, and it made the season seem a lot better, a lot less rocky.
For sure, and as you move forward, there are still some returning runners that you'll have next year in the cross-country program, and as it starts to get a year older, even though it's a very young program at the moment, still a lot of success over the years, and do you see that there could be even more growth coming in the future for this for the boys and the girls programs?
Yes, I'm hoping next year to have a girls team. I've been told we have one freshman who will be a sophomore next year who wants to join, and then a couple incoming freshmen who want to join as well. So I'm hoping to have my boys team return with Joe would be the only exception because he's a senior, so he'll obviously graduate. So hopefully I will be able to send two teams to state next year. My veterans are Megan and Genevieve Leip, so they will be able to take the new girls under their wings to let them know how things run and to also work with them to make sure that we're all doing what we can to get to return to state again as a team.
Well, Coach Steele, thank you so much for talking with us today. And again, congratulations to you and the boys and girls last weekend at the state meet on how they did.
Thank you very much.
That is Emily Steele, the head coach of the St. Vincent Indians boys and girls cross country programs. Again, the boys finished fourth overall at the state meet, and Genevieve Leip of St. Vincent finishing in 24th place individually in the state meet on the girls' side. Coach Steele joining us today on Regional Radio.